Hello, everyone. This is Tom Fox, back for another episode. And today I have with me Tony Brigman. Tony is, frankly, the best thing I can say about Tony is he was a longtime Southwest employee. And if you're from Texas, or even if you're not, that pretty much says it all. And it's really what I think is great about the company and great about Tony is the company brought fun and Tony brings fun. So with that, along with an introduction, Tony, first of all, thank you for taking the time to visit with me and welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Tom. It's all good here in the neighborhood. Appreciate being with you today.
So, Tony, you are going to be speaking at the upcoming ECI event, annual conference, and I wanted to just get a little bit of your professional background and tell us what you're going to talk about at ECI.
Great. Yeah, background. I started actually in reservations for Southwest Airlines. We average about 200 calls a day and about 300 agents in the room, actually about the same size we're going to have at this event. So obviously there was a lot of stress in handling those calls. So on breaks, I would have fun with employees and just using my imagination. Hey, you all know him. We all love him. Can't get enough of him. Here's Southwest Airlines, Goodwill Ambassador. Of course, they didn't have a Goodwill Ambassador, but that led to some impressions, which I acted upon, which gave me an opportunity to interview with Howard Putnam, the CEO at that time, and that launched my role as the Goodwill Ambassador, which escalated over the years into Ambassador of Fun. So that's the long and short of that story, and I'm so appreciative to Howard for having the intuition that this fun approach might work.
So what are you going to share with us at Impact 2019, the ECI event?
Yeah, the title is the Phenomenal Workplace. Of course, Phenomenal is my brand, and it's spelled like fun, the first three letters. And it's all about how to energize people in culture with a positive power of fun. So I'm going to be sharing how to use the energize, engage, enrich format to have more fun, get more done, bring out the best in everyone. And then for this particular group of professionals, we're going to be sharing with them how to make messages stick. Because it's my understanding that we're going to have about 300 seasoned ethics and compliance officers, that they're basically the guardians of integrity and culture. And their job is to help others understand the values of the company to do the right thing. So they're really wanting to know how to make memorable messages stick. And I'm going to be sharing some thoughts on that with them as well.
So as part of what you bring or what you hope to convey, more than simply just messaging, is it to really help utilize fun to create not only a more ethical culture, but one that values its employees and speaking up and that sort of thing?
Yes, you know, I have this saying, it's not what we don't know that gets us in trouble, it's what we forget when we're under stress. So this positivity culture is something that's all about the law of practice. We have to be practicing every day how to energize ourselves so we can get our brains in a state of positive. Of course, research now shows that when you're in a state of positive, you're 31% more productive, 37% more persuasive, and even doctors are 19% faster and more accurate on the diagnosis. So basically, the difference between our culture, Southwest, and the others is that under stress, from what I understand, they tend to be asking questions like, why me? Whereas in our positivity culture, in dealing with the same stress, we'd be asking, how can I turn this around? How can we have more fun, get more done, bring out the best in everyone? And when you're asking those kind of questions, you tend to get impressions and you act on those. And next thing you know, in our case, we began to reinvent ourselves so quickly that the competition couldn't stay up with us. So they're going to learn really, when I'm done sharing the positivity best practice, they're going to be able to communicate in a way that comes across as irresistibly attractive because the focus of that communication is on others and making it all about them. So they become receptive to messages presented, more likely to act on what they hear.
So how does that message resonate largely? So I'm a lawyer before I became a compliance practitioner, and fun is not something typically associated with in-house lawyers or perhaps even compliance practitioners. How do you get that message across, Tony?
Well, and you know, I thank you for sharing that because right up front, I define fun. Yes, there's ha-ha fun, and we're going to have some ha-ha fun during this event because that's part of my nature. But the way I define fun is anytime your brain is in a state of positive, compared to negative, neutral, or stress. That's what I call fun. So even no-nonsense people can have fun. And a real quick example of that, I was out at Texas Ranger Stadium meeting with a client, the CEO, that was going to have some of his employees at an event, and the meeting planner wanted me to make sure we had some messages tailored for this group. So about 3/4 into our discussion, he said, you know, I was describing the power of fun to get more done, bring out the best in everyone. He said, you know, I don't think anyone around here would describe me as a fun person. I'm a very serious person. And immediately I said, well, sir, I have evidence to the contrary. Of course, that startled him. He said, what do you mean? I said, well, when I showed up, I listened to you share with this gentleman over here a family vacation you were looking forward to. And studies show that when you share something you're looking forward to, it puts your brain in a state of positive, which is how I define fun. Then I watched you listen to him share something with you he was looking forward to with his family. That made it fun for him. And before this meeting started, you ensured that each of us had our beverage of choice, soda pop juice, water. That was a thoughtful thing to do. That made it fun for us. Then when you asked me to describe what it is I do, you didn't interrupt me. You didn't overtalk me. It was someone who loved to share fun things. You made it fun for me. And just a few moments ago, I heard you describe something you were planning on doing for your employees so they would know someone really cares about them. I said, sir, if you were to add up all of the fun things I personally witnessed you do since I arrived, you may be the most fun person in this room. Yeah, you're serious, all right. You're serious about fun. So once he understood the definition of fun, then he became totally, totally comfortable with what I would be sharing. And yeah, there are people that love the ha-ha fun, and of course I share plenty of that as well.
So, Tony, the event will be over 3 days in Dallas, and I was wondering, are there any things that you hope to achieve or you already, perhaps already have through your relationship with ECI today?
You know, of course, by nature, I love to share fun things, so I'm already going to get what I'm coming. I get the opportunity to share. But also while I'm there, I love interacting with the attendees. And just having fun with them on breaks, whatever. So I intend to get there early and be able to do some of that. And I'm really a proponent of this whole idea of, you know, helping others understand the values of the company to do the right thing. Because, in fact, that's what the former CEO of Southwest, Howard Putnam, who was my direct report, he now speaks on that. His whole thing's around ethics and values. So I'm really excited about that message and helping them Well, I learned how to create memorable messages that stick around that.
So, Tony, unfortunately, we are near the end of our time, but I've been speaking today with Tony Brigman. He is going to give the cultural keynote at Impact 2019. Its title is The Fundamental Workplace, Energizing People and Culture with a Positive Power of Fun. Tony, thanks so much, and I greatly look forward to hearing your talk.
Look forward to meeting you as well, Tom. Thanks for having me on as a guest today.
This is Tom Fox again. I hope you will plan to join me at Impact 2019. I have a link to registration and information on the event in the show notes. I hope you'll join me again when I have another Impact 2019 speaker preview in my next episode. Thanks again.